We're going to talk a moment about balancing aspects, because this is a thing that you have to keep an eye on now. We always have known that there are differences between our emotions, our minds, our thoughts, our intuition, that they operate differently. But now some of them are rather operating in the extreme. And we want to bring everything back home to the best of our abilities, because what is going on in the world is not balanced at all. So when we are looking at how to balance, the first thing we want to see is, where is the war? Is there a war between your heart and your head? Is there a war between your physical body and your emotional body? Where is the battle going on? Because this is an important time to stop the battle. Now, how do we do that? We do that with, of course, loving kindness. But we do all of that with a willingness to give each aspect of ourselves the time that it needs. Very often you come to a spiritual revelation and your spirit is happy, your heart is happy, your mind is not. Your mind still has questions about all this and wants to redo it so that it will fit better with what your mind wants. We have all had that with one thing or another. Sometimes there is a time in your life when it's time to make a change, when it's time to do something new or different. And you feel the parts not all agreeing with each other. And when that happens, again, we lead with loving kindness, but we don't try to choose a winner. That is very tempting, but we try not to do that. We try not to say, my mind will win on this, my intuition will win on this. No, we don't want to do that. We want to allow every aspect of ourselves the time that it needs to come to this central point where all of the aspects meet. Now, what does that mean? Well, it might mean, for instance, that your body is wanting you to do something different that it has not done before, or that it has not done in a long while. And your mind may even say, good idea, good idea. Or it may not. It may say, we are too busy to be doing whatever you want to do. And your spirit is usually going to be happy about any good decision you make for yourself. But it might not be quite sure where it is with this change that you are making. A lot of this that we are talking about has to do with living in a time of change and feeling changes all around us. So what we want to do is give each part its voice and give each part its time, and not feel that we must choose a winner. And that of course is a little difficult for us to do, because we want to bring everything to balance right away. But sometimes, literally, what is needed for an aspect of you is a little more time. Just a little more time. And that would mean, if you need to think about something that you want to do, let your mind speak to you, go through all of its concerns about what you are doing. Don't get upset about it, and don't jump on it, and don't think that the mind has to be the winner of the contest. But simply let the mind speak to you about its concerns. It is not so different with the body. If you are feeling the need to do something a little more dramatic with your body, don't push your body into doing it at once. Let your body have a little time. let your body move in the direction that you want to go, so that it is able to adjust and to take in, to gauge its own strength and willingness. And again, do not make the body be the one with the final decision, but let each part have its voice and have its time. If you do that, you are much more likely to find a meeting in the center of yourself where everything can be at peace. Now, this is sometimes tricky with your intuitive abilities, because very often they know things. They know things. They see it, they understand it, they know it. But even then, let us listen to what you have intuited. Let us hear it. Let us let it speak to us. And let us give it time to speak to us in such a way that it can blend with the other things that we know, with the other things that are going on. And that is how you are going to find union, when everything has had its say and you do not feel that you must pick a winner, but you are rather going to look for the peaceful truth when all of those things have given you their information. And that is a beautiful thing that we are able to do, since we are not looking for that kind of resolution outside of ourselves. We want to be sure that we let everything in us speak and then come together in the center and talk to us about the way we are going to move well. We are going to move successfully. And, you know, there may be a bit of one thing and a bit of the other, and that is fine. The mind may speak, the body may speak, the intuition may speak, the spirit may speak, and we are going to let all of those voices be heard and be accepted and embraced. And then when we relax, when we are able to relax and breathe, then all of these things will have a chance to come together. This is hardest, of course, when you are afraid. When you think about one of the truly unfortunate things about fear, it's that it wants a conclusion. It demands a bottom line. It says it must be something and it must be now. And that is a lie that fear tells you, because that is so often not a true thing at all. And if we can say to ourselves, I am being patient, I have heard from every part of myself, and I have given it, respected it, given it time to speak, and now I'm going to let all of this meet in a circle, and I'm going to let it all coalesce, then I'm going to feel for the very best way to move, taking all of the information in. It's a beautiful way, not only to solve a problem, but to solve an upset when the body is not happy, when there is so much going on that you do not feel that any one part of you can have the right answer. So give everything a chance to speak, and then give it a chance to come together and show you the light that you really need to see. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of life. May you be blessed.
Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Thank you. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in the peace. Exhale the fear. Feel a clearing energy come up from the earth and let it move into your body and clear the root center. Move up and clear the second center, removing the judgment and the shame. Coming up into the solar plexus. Clearing the emotions you no longer wish to hold. Bring the cleansing energy into your garden and let it water your garden and wash away anything you don't want to be holding in your heart. Feel the cleansing energy come up into your throat and let that cleansing energy clear the communication center of anything that is not loving and accepting and nurturing of you first and then the world around you. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your third eye. Let the cleansing energy wash the third eye so that your intuitive senses are alive again and strong. And feel the clearing energy come up and out through your crown, making the crown connect to the universe, ready to receive, ready to be full and loved. Now bring your attention into your heart center. And see that a path lights up for you in your heart. And step onto that path. And know that the path takes you. There is no need for effort, no need for trying. And the air is full of blessing. Breathe it in, take it in. And feel yourself moved upward to a place of hope. And feel the energy and the power of hope all around you. Hope without fear. And feel the energy in this place awaken your dreams. And if you see a symbol or a color in this place, remember it and take it with you. And feel the path take you upward again. Until you come to a place of connection. And feel yourself strong and balanced. and feel the power of your own energy to reach out and connect to all the things you wish to connect to, but no energy is lost from your center. And as you feel those extensions, feel the extensions from those who love you and care for you that come back to you. And there you are, a child of light, filled by the universe, giving and receiving, and walking the balanced path. Now let the path take you upward, and you come to the place of the gift. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the path, still breathing in all the gifts in the air that are for you, all the things that make you whole and strong and happy. And come to your heart center again. And stop and drink water from any place in your heart you have water to nurture the soul. Breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes